With me in the studio happens to be our December Teacher of the Month, none other than Jesse Marlowe from Hokeman Middle School. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
So you just won Teacher of the Month, which means somebody nominated you because they thought you were pretty cool.
Apparently so, yeah.
Were you surprised?
Awesome. I was a little bit surprised, but it's quite the honor.
Well, you know, teachers really get a bad rap in our world. I don't know why, because you guys are amazing. The dedication, you don't get paid that much, and yet you do something that is huge for our society. You really make a difference in the lives of young people, which is fantastic. Yeah. So I think it's cool when you're recognized.
I appreciate that, yeah.
All right, what do you teach?
I teach math, eighth grade math.
Okay, you say that and it strikes fear in the hearts of people. Math. What got you into teaching math?
It's just the subject that came easiest to me. I enjoyed it over the years and enjoyed it in college, and I knew I wanted to go into education. I wanted to coach sports, and so
that's cool.
Math. Yeah,
that's really cool. So you not only then teach math, but do you do some sports stuff then?
Yeah, I coach baseball and basketball.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
very good. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about what your favorite thing about teaching is.
Definitely building relationships with kids and making connections with them, and those moments when they have struggled and they work hard and they overcome them and they achieve something, and just the excitement on their face and getting to share those moments with them is pretty special.
Well, when you were nominated, they said that you were a teacher at Hokeman Middle School, and that you were somebody that was a positive role model to kids, that you spent time with them, that you were encouraging to them, and that you made a difference in their life, and they thought that it would be really cool if you could get that honor of Teacher of the Month. So you obviously strike a chord with not just the kids, but the parents as well.
Apparently so. That's a pretty neat honor.
That's cool. All right. Well, you know, as a result of you getting Teacher of the Month, you got some prizes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You get a basket from Aberdeen Office Equipment, and, you know, they, I don't know if you've ever been in there.
I have.
Oh my gosh, they got everything in there. Yeah. I mean, it's a wonderland for a teacher.
Yeah.
So you'll have a great time, I'm sure, getting stuff out of the basket there. Then you can go over to Great Northwest Federal Credit Union. That's the bank that I go to, the credit union there, and they'll give you a $50 prepaid Visa card.
Wow.
You can do whatever you want with it. That's all cool. Right.
Yeah. That's very cool.
And then possibly the most fun prize is that you got yourself a pizza party for you and your class.
Oh, they're gonna love that.
You gotta find which class you're gonna use though, aren't you?
Yeah, that'll be a
maybe
tough
do pick. A contest or something.
I might have to do that.
Yeah, solve a math problem.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Pizza would be good motivation for them, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And then you could even use it as a lesson for story problems are always my favorite.
Yeah,
you know, if the guy cut the pizza this way, how many, yeah, that'd be kind of, that'd be cool.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's geometry though. Yeah.
We touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, okay, so last but not least, I need to ask you this question. I always ask teachers that come in here, if you could give advice to an up-and-coming teacher, what would you give them that would help them right off the bat?
Probably to always be open to new strategies and new ideas and ways to do things. I mean, I'm only in my fourth year teaching, and that's something I try to focus on, is to always be open to other ideas and better ways to do things. There's no right or wrong way to do things, but you can always pull from here or there and do what fits best for you and your students.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that's great advice. That's good advice in life.
Definitely. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you again, Jesse, for all that you do for the kids. And I love meeting the teachers that come in here, because, you know, only a handful of people get this honor. And it seems like we get people in here that of all different types of personalities. The one thing they have in common is they love kids and they like to see them succeed. And I think that's awesome. So thank you and congrats.
Thank you, Rick.